The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us again right here on Forever Young. We've been sharing practical and great health tips for over two decades, and we're so happy that you can join us. Our number one goal is to always inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
If you'd like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. And there you can listen to past shows, read fantastic articles, and I really encourage you to sign up for our free newsletter.
Yeah, it's so great. It's very easy. You get great information. You can also download 15 special reports free of charge, which is awesome because we're covering everything from the head to the toe in those reports, and that seems to be on everybody's mind lately. So please make sure you go and visit americasnaturaldoctor.com and also spend a little time. If this is the first time you've heard our program, whether you're listening on iTunes, Podomatic, Spotify, Google Play, or on the traditional dial, we have amassed quite a remarkable list of episodes in that archive. I think today is our 160th episode. So we have quite amount of stuff to keep people busy there, Dr. Stangler. So really excited to share more on that content. My name is Kelly Capasola. I'm being joined by America's Natural Doctor, Mark Stangler. Hey, Dr. Stangler, how are you?
Yeah, doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm excited for our show today. We're going to have our good friend Winford Doerr joining us. He has some exciting new research on the cerebellum and how it can benefit you and your child. And I think that's so important because so many people have children right now that they're trying to homeschool or teach, depending on what's going to go on. Or some areas are going back to school. Some people haven't even announced what they're doing. And some learning issues are very much surfacing.
Oh, absolutely. Such a needed area of improvement, you know, in our children. They need the proper support. And basically what we're talking about is much better science, a much better way to help kids who have learning issues, who have anxiety problems, focus problems, eye tracking problems. And so this is really quite incredible technology.
For sure. And that it's delivered, you know, the Zing Performance, which we'll talk about, it's on an app. So it's very, very easy to be able to maintain. But I'll tell you, Dr. Stangler, I think about it like when we were kids compared to now, the incidence of anxiety, especially in school age children, is really through the roof. I'm sure that you've done research of perhaps many reasons why that could happen. Maybe it's the technology or the, you know, different social media or the pressure, but it is very different nowadays.
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge problem. And a lot of kids are not being helped with it. And, you know, there is some research that's just come out showing a lot of this can be a wiring problem in the brain, which actually can improve with special exercises like through the Zing Performance. So a brand new study just found that, yes, you can significantly decrease anxiety in a child who has got learning problems just by doing certain exercises that get the different parts of the brain to communicate properly.
Yeah, and it's very interesting, the eye tracking that they talk about, because you can essentially watch somebody read a page and the way their eye is moving or tracking that particular sentence can really show that, you know, if you're jumping from one to another, potentially there can be an issue. But we'll talk more about with that with Winford. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Dr. Stangler, because I know the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine, you've pretty much stayed open and been able to serve your patients to the best of your ability, like you do every single day. But we do have a section on the homepage at America's Natural Doctor that you guys offer not only phone consults and telemedicine for people outside of the California area. So tell us a little bit more about that, Dr. Mark, because I know people are saying, where can I get blood work? How can I, you know, get an appointment? Can you tell us a little bit more about you and the doctors you have there?
Absolutely. We've got a team of four doctors, and we see patients in person every day, quite a few of them actually, and we treat a lot of people with chronic health conditions with integrative medicine, where we're using modern lab tests, find out what the root causes are, and then trying to focus on more natural approaches, nutrition, exercise, specific nutritional supplements. Sometimes we use things like natural hormones and things like that to help a person treat the root issues of why they're having their health problems, things like allergies, digestive problems, mood issues, fatigue, a lot of different hormonal issues, thyroid problems, all these common things people are dealing with. We've got some very good technology to help them out in a more natural approach.
Yeah, absolutely. And your testing there is state of the art. I love that about it. And I think a lot of people, some are still going and they're being very active depending on where they live, but other people may not be putting 100% of the effort into really taking care of their health because maybe they don't want to go into an office. So it's just a wonderful service that you can offer. Again, I'm going to give you the phone number. If you do call to make an appointment, please mention Forever Young and we'll try to get you fast track versus putting you on a waiting list because the clinic is extremely busy. But here's the number. It's 855-DOC-MARK. Again, that's 855-DOC-MARK. Or you can learn more by going to the homepage of americasnaturaldoctor.com. There we have a nice little display where you can click on it. It'll take you directly to how you can email the clinic or how you can give them a call at 855-DOC-MARK. We'll be right back after the break, so make sure you stick with us.
Do you avoid activities that don't come naturally to you? Are you missing out on opportunities because you don't have confidence in your abilities? We often think that learning stops as we reach adulthood. Some think that if core skills like reading and concentrating didn't develop at school, then they never will. However, research is advancing rapidly and shows that adults do have the opportunity to build core skills later in life. A study conducted at Sheffield University showed improvement in balance and memory recovery by redeveloping the cerebellum. At Zing Performance, our programs not only help develop your ability to learn new skills quicker, but when the cerebellum is fully functional, a person's executive functions will increase. At Zing, we focus on the incredible brain-body connection and use a range of brain-body activities that take 10 minutes twice a day. Learn more at zingperformance.com. That's zingperformance.com. Remember, you are never too old to learn. 844-500-9464. That's 844-500-9464.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you so much for joining us each and every episode right here on the Forever Young Radio Show. I'm Kelly Capasola, being joined by America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stengler. And we are giving you a fantastic show today. Very special return guest. Dr. Mark will share that with you. But we're covering some exciting new research, very life-changing research, especially for people out there who have struggles or their children have struggles, really focusing on the cerebellum and how it can benefit not only our children, but ourselves. Who do we have up today, Dr. Stengler?
Yeah, it's great to have Winfred Doerr back on the show. And for the last 20 years, he's really focused his attention on changing the world one brain at a time through Zing Performance. And Winfred hopes Zing Performance can help as many people as possible and will provide the successful results and feedback that can transform government policy and education. So I'm always excited, Kelly, whenever we talk about the brain, the computer of the body. So welcome back to the show, Winfred.
Thanks, Dr. Stengler. I really enjoyed it last time, and I'm hoping your listeners are going to be very pleasantly surprised with what you're going to share with them today.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, congratulations on that new publication of your article, Cerebellar Challenge for Adolescents at Risk of School Failure, Evaluation of a School-Based Whole-Person Intervention, published in Frontiers in Education. And that Frontiers, by the way, is quite a mainstream medical publication. I've done a lot of research analyzing different parts of health and biology through Frontier, so it's a great publication. And so that's great. So tell us more about what happened in that study.
Well, it was a study aimed at children who were struggling at school. And when the academics, the professor and the doctor came to me and said, we want to do this study, I was rather concerned because they just didn't want to take children that were struggling. They wanted to take children that were struggling so badly that they were just about to drop out of school. They're called, in England here, they're called at risk, age 14 to 15. In other words, they've been struggling right through their school years. And I kind of wanted to argue with them, shouldn't you take on a slightly easier group? And they said, no, we believe that what's been achieved right now, when we show that it can be the children that are really got to the end of their attempts, 14 to 15, all they want to do is run away from school and never go back there again. If we can prove that we can change that group, then parents, teachers of all age groups of children are going to be impressed. So that's exactly what they did.
Wow, that's great. And, you know, we looked at the participants. Thank you so much for sending it over, by the way, and including that behind-the-scenes video. We really, really enjoyed that. But for our listeners, let's talk participants. We know that we went to different age groups. We know that teenagers, I know in some of the stats you shared, 1 in 5 struggle not only with significant mental issues, but also issues with reading. So how many participants were involved overall in this research study?
The doctor and the professor, they took 40 children. 20 of them they put in a group that went through the brain stimulation program, and 20 they put on, just kept on the usual regular school support. So they could compare the difference between what happens if you deliberately give exercises to stimulate the brain, and I mean appropriate exercises to stimulate the brain, compare that with what normally happens in school. So that's what they started with, and every one of those children were struggling with some issue. Some of them had been formally diagnosed as dyslexic, which meant they were struggling badly with reading. But most of them were struggling with stress, with anxiety, with general school struggles. They weren't getting on in school at all. And, you know, to be fair to the school, the teachers had really worked hard with these children, done their best, but they were still struggling. So the group were randomly split up into two different groups. One given a program of 10 minutes of exercises twice a day, and the other group were given the regular schoolwork and regular school support for exactly the same period. Now, this went on for 8 weeks, and then they only did it 3 days a week. So I must stress, it wasn't the complete program by any means, but the changes they achieved in those children was way beyond everybody's wildest dreams. The professor, the doctor, the teachers, the parents, the kids themselves, and not least of all me. I was just shocked by what we achieved.
Absolutely. And I know in the study here, I'm just getting a little summary, but the group of kids receiving the treatment, of course, I would call this natural treatment, they showed significant improvement on measures of motor performance. Of course, that's, you know, in terms of, maybe you could describe what that is in a minute, declarative learning, sure, procedural learning, and mental health, both for those with dyslexia and those without. Let's break that down, if you would, Winford, on those different categories.
We've kind of missed the fact that mental health is something that we should be regarding as something you can develop. We tend to write off people that are not good at reading, got ADHD, or maybe more severe conditions with Asperger's and autism. All of these developmental conditions, we tend to assume that they are permanent conditions. And all of the research that's come out in the recent years saying, no, you can improve mental cognitive strength, you can improve emotional robustness, and there's ways of doing that. And the root cause is actually deep in the brain in an area called the cerebellum. It's only a small bit of the brain at the back, but it represents 3/4 of all our brain cells. And that's where connections are made. The more connections you have, the more intelligence we have. So if we find a way of developing the cerebellum, we find a way of increasing connections, increasing cognitive robustness, emotional robustness, performance, ability to learn, ability to read, to concentrate, and so on. So developing the cerebellum, the theory is that it's potentially transformational to all aspects of our lives. Well, that's what the academics wanted to check with this study. So they deliberately chose children that were at their wit's end with school, and they were struggling with reading, with spelling, with writing, some of them with physical coordination like sport, memory issues, anxiety issues, verbal fluency, in other words, getting their thoughts out, and so on. So there was a broad range of issues, and when the professor said they were going to do this, I had just put my head in my hand saying that this is not going to work the way you want. But do you know what? It worked superbly, and every single category showed progress compared to the group that were just doing the regular schoolwork. And I don't mean a small amount of progress. I mean transformational progress. So their reading improved dramatically, spelling, writing, their memory. And when you learn, when you improve in all of those areas and you haven't been practicing those areas, so logically they shouldn't improve, then you have to give credit to the intervention that they were given, which was exercises to deliberately stimulate that part of the brain that makes connections, the cerebellum. So this was quite a remarkable study. And of course, the children were thrilled, the families were thrilled, the teachers were thrilled. You know, everyone had given up on these children. And so to get that kind of result at age 14 or 15, when they'd gone right through school with a very painful experience, was, you know, one of many things that shocked me in this whole research.
Wow. And it's so life-changing, because what happens when good things like this Zing performance that we love and people start to implement it, it also gives confidence. And I think so much when that confidence is lost, you don't want to continue to try things. I mean, think about it. It's the old saying, if you fall off your bike, get back on and try again. It doesn't essentially happen overnight. And we have about a minute and a half before we get a break. But one of the things that I really want to point out is, and you must have been flabbergasted initially when you found this out, is you mentioned 3 days. They weren't even doing the 10 minutes twice a day. Imagine the difference they would have gotten if they did the full Zing program as it should be. Tell us a brief bit about that before we run out to break.
Yeah, that's one of the many things that shocked me. They only got just over 10% of the program. Well, when families do this, they normally do all of the program, the 100%. So to get this kind of result with just 10 or 11% of the program was really remarkable. And it gives an awful lot of hope to those parents out there that are losing sleep worrying about their children right now.
And there's a lot of them out there. So listeners, I want you to go and check out this website. It's zingperformance.com. Z-I-N-G performance.com. Winfred Doerr is a great friend of the show. He's been coming on here multiple times in the last 3 to 4 months, really helping us get a plan together how we can better help and serve our children. He is also a wonderful best-selling author of the book Stop Struggling in School. Please go and learn more about this at zingperformance.com. We've also put it right on our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Spend a little bit of time there, especially after the show, if this is the first time you're hearing about it. We have a wonderful archive put together at America's Natural Doctor where you can go and listen to some of the past shows that we've done with Winfred. But stick around with us. We're going to share more on this research and more on ways that we can learn about the cerebellum and if it's the key to unlocking a lot of the struggles our children are dealing with. We'll be right back after the break, so make sure to stay with us.
Do your emotions get in the way of your success? If emotions cause you to choke at critical moments, then Zing Performance may help your brain to hardwire the automatic skill of emotional control so you can handle pivotal moments with calmness, clarity, and focus. To be at your best, you need mental strength, endurance, and energy. If your performance falters with mental fatigue, then rewiring your thought patterns and learning to put less pressure on the cerebellum may help to free the brain's capacity to help you stay alert. At Zing Performance, our programs not only enhance brain function, but ultimately human potential and performance. The best part? You do not need any special equipment or expensive medication. Just follow our simple and effective brain-body training exercises twice a day for 10 minutes. Sign up today at zingperformance.com or call 844-500-9464. 844-500-9464. Don't let your mind be your competitor. Believe in yourself. zingperformance.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, hope you're enjoying this wonderful breaking news. It's a very big show. I just want to let you know we're talking with our good friend Winfred Doerr, the founder of Zing Performance, put in decades into this area to be able to help families and including his own, if you've listened to the show previously. I'm Kelly Capasola, being joined by America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stengler, and wonderful show that we're sharing with our listeners, Dr. Stengler. And again, I want to point out about this research, it's like 2 weeks old. So this is brand new cutting edge stuff that we're being able to share with our audience.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, Kelly, about 20% of adolescents in America and Britain drop out of school. A lot of these kids have special educational needs, they have dyslexia, and unfortunately our systems just, they really, it's not that they don't care, they don't have the correct technology, it obviously appears, to help these, a lot of these kids significantly. And so what we're talking about here is a totally different system, completely natural, where, you know, these kids can be helped. And even kids who don't, you know, have learning problems, they can actually improve their cognitive function and skills. So Winford, talk about that, because again, that's a big chunk of kids in our school systems who need a different approach to being helped.
You're absolutely right, Dr. Stengler. The approach has largely been psychological, whereas in actual fact, the problem of children that struggle with reading, with concentration, with confidence, with writing skills, and so on and so on, these are directly linked to neurological development. And if you want to change the brain, there's only one way of permanently changing the brain, and that's by developing the cerebellum. That's the very part of the brain that's responsible for making all of the critical connections that add up to performance, that add up to intelligence and capability. So our approach has been to look at how can we develop the cerebellum completely naturally and in a way that lasts long, long term. And it's neurological, so it's physical exercise that we've been working on. Every brain is different, so there's no one-size-fits-all program that's going to transform it. So we've worked hard to find out what are the best exercises to give each individual to find their potential. Now, therein lies a big problem, because the school system right now, the education system, is geared up to looking at symptoms and giving a diagnosis. So whether the diagnosis is ADHD or dyslexia or Asperger's or DCD, whatever it is, it's regarded as permanent. In other words, no one looks for further potential in those children. No one gives them hope. No one expects them to get any better. And guess what? You end up with a fixed mindset. And every one of these children, and I've worked with 50,000 plus now, every one of these children and adults we've worked with have got huge potential if you do the right exercises to find it and develop it. And that's the thrill of this research that's just been published, because it proves by doing the right physical exercises for 10 minutes twice a day, just for a few months, you can transform children's ability to read. And so you transform their perceived intelligence. All we've done is find the potential that they had. And, you know, one of the messages I try and give to as teachers when I meet them is, you are teaching far, far more than you realize. It's going in, it's just that it can't be used. And that's the brilliant thing about developing the cerebellum, is you give the brain the connections so that you enable children to learn, to study, to read, to write, to concentrate, even to speak or to play sport. These are all things that the cerebellum influences. So, you know, this was just a shockingly wonderful piece of research to come out and give so much hope to parents, to kids, to teachers, and even to adults, of course.
There's parents out there hearing the word exercise. This technology we're talking about is different. I mean, it's very specialized for the cerebellum. Maybe comment on that so people can get the idea. When we use the term exercise, we're not using it in a general sense.
Yeah, well, that's a very good point, Dr. Stengler. Thank you. Well, some research just came out in Nature, and you would all have, many people who have heard of Nature. It's an amazing, amazing scientific journal, and they just published that if you combine two specific types of exercise at the same time, you multiply the stem cells in the cerebellum. And when I read this, I thought, wow, this is awesome, because the very two types of exercise are exactly those that I've been working with for over 20 years, combining them. And one of them is a balance stimulation. In other words, you're standing on one leg, you're rotating, you're bouncing up and down. So you're stimulating your inner ear, your vestibular system. That's one thing. That actually gets the brain excited. It increases plasticity, gets it ready for learning. But alongside that, you've then got to challenge the brain, and particularly challenge the cerebellum. So there'll be some mental and or physical exercise that you don't normally do. We've built all of that together into a program. So we evaluate what that individual needs by way of combination of the very exercises that's going to get their brain going, get it stimulated. And we deliver all of that through an app, and it's 10 minutes twice a day, typically for 6 months. And for some children, it's 12 months. If there's very severe autistic symptoms, it's going to be longer than that. But for most children, it's 6 to 12 months. And we've built those two very carefully worked out exercises appropriate to that particular brain. And then we adjust them every day. So every day the exercises change a bit and the stimulations increase, because we want to maximize the speed of development so that in the least time possible, we get that brain to be the best version that it can possibly be.
That's so wonderful. And again, like Dr. Mark was pointing out, even when you see these different studies, even if it's on the cerebellum or just the brain, that's all that's being looked at. In your particular study, it was a whole person study. But what was your biggest surprise in the entire results of this study?
I was shocked by a few things. First of all, I was shocked that it worked with children that have actually given up on school themselves. I was shocked that all of the things that were improved, actually, there'd been no extra teaching or no extra practice. They improved because we were dealing with the root cause of their limitations. In other words, if you develop the correct bit of the brain, all sorts of things come right. So the very things that we measured, the reading, spelling, writing, the memory, learning ability, anxiety, and so on, all of those things people before hadn't realized were linked. They saw all these various symptoms in children, but didn't realize there was one root cause. And so if you tackle the root cause, which we now know to be in the cerebellum, and you develop that, then so many of those symptoms that had been life-limiting, or I mean capability-limiting for the child, so many of those symptoms improved. And in this case, every single one of them improved compared to the group that were just having the usual school intervention.
And Winford and Kelly, you know, one of the things that stood out to me in the study was the significant reduction in anxiety for the intervention group, the kids receiving the treatment. Because think about it, a lot of teachers, parents think, oh, my child's not doing well in school because they have an anxiety problem. But what we're seeing in this research is by doing these specialized exercises for the cerebellum, you get significant decreases in anxiety. And that's because it's actually improving the circuitry in the neurons, the brain cells. We're getting the right connections between the different parts of the brain, from the cerebellum to an area called the hippocampus, the parietal lobe. So this helps things like anxiety, impulsivity. So very, very profound, really. I think, you know, this is quite a breakthrough in terms of, again, we've been looking at kids with anxiety and learning problems, I think, in the wrong way.
No, you're exactly right. And because we've approached it from a psychological standpoint, we've been missing the point. If you approach it from a neurological standpoint and saying, well, the root cause of anxiety is lack of confidence. The root cause of lack of confidence is actually lack of ability, and that's because of lack of circuitry. So if you trace the problem upstream, it comes back to a neurological problem. And that's why our solution that we've put together is focused on neurologically changing the wiring, giving the kind of cognitive strength, cognitive abilities that mean people have confidence. They're able to perform better. They feel better about it. So it's it becomes a very positive cycle of improvement. And even these children, they weren't 8-year-olds just struggling a bit with school. They'd struggled every year in school, right, to just be a year or two before they were due to leave. They wanted out. They'd had enough. Their parents were distraught. Everybody had written them off. And that's the group that we took and transformed them.
It's so special. It just shows your heart. It shows your need to want to help people. I mean, and continue on with all this research. You have not let up in 20, almost 30 years just on researching and wanting to help other people, Winford, and we love you for that. You have a heart of gold. And I think it's important with so many parents home now in the States and teaching their own kids, and, you know, they're seeing certain reading and learning concerns surface. And if you're not prepared for that as a parent, especially if you're trying to do homeschooling or certain work, it can be very overwhelming, not only for the parent, but for the child as well. So I hope our listeners will go and check out your website, zingperformance.com. Again, zingperformance.com. Or you can give them a call if you have some additional questions, have some really nice people answering the phone. That number is 844-500-9464. Again, 844-500-9464. We'll share more when we come back from the break. We also have a very special guest joining us, Dr. Susie Youngquist, to share her experience with using Zing at her very successful office. So stick around with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know 1 in 4 children struggle with reading and/or attention issues? While others have emotional or behavioral changes, many are diagnosed with ADHD, autism, Asperger's, and many go undiagnosed. At Zing Performance, we know that every learning journey is different. We all have our own strengths and struggles. With that in mind, we have separate personalized training plans that are tailored specifically for children, teens, adults, and athletes. These personalized programs are delivered via a smartphone with coach support and takes only 10 minutes twice per day. The Zing Performance Program is a life-changing, natural intervention to help develop key learning and development skills for those experiencing poor learning skills, lack of focus, stress, and loss of emotional control. The focus is on harnessing your potential by developing skills so they become more natural. As a result, there is more capacity and scope to learn the things you love. Learn more at zingperformance.com. That's zingperformance.com. The Zing Performance Program is a life-changing, natural intervention to help develop key learning and development skills for those experiencing poor learning skills, lack of focus, stress, and loss of emotional control. Learn more at zingperformance.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you so much for joining us on another episode of Forever Young. We've been here well over 2 decades, giving you the practical information you need. And this show could not have come at a better time. We're being joined by our good friend Winfred Doerr of Zing Performance, sharing some revolutionary new science that's came out, talking about the cerebellum. And what better way than to have a very special guest who we'd call Dr. Susie on the show. And she has a real passion for teaching and equipping others on how to reclaim their lives and well-being. And since opening Revolution's doors in 2008, Dr. Susie's passion for education has touched thousands of lives through lifestyle education events hosted by her clinic. So, Dr. Susie, thank you so much. You're so busy, but thank you so much for joining us today to share this very great information with our audience.
Kelly, thank you so much. It's such an honor to be with you today. I absolutely love this topic, and I'm excited to just share some insights that we have seen working with these children and even my own sons.
Dr. Susie, I mean, you're the perfect person. In my mind, I'm thinking neurologists, I'm thinking chiropractors. You guys really have the best sense of how the brain and nervous system's integrated, how it functions, the structure. And so you're the perfect person to talk on this subject. So yeah, tell us a bit more. How did you learn about Zing Performance? What have you been doing with it? What have you been noticing as a doctor?
Absolutely. Well, I would say first and foremost, I was introduced to Winfred Doerr through a mutual friend of ours. And anyone that meets Winfred Doerr will 150% agree he is a man on a mission. He carries the heart of a father. He lived a personal experience of watching his own daughter struggle with learning challenges, and really is his passion is so tangible upon just meeting him and hearing his heart. So I really connected, and that is just what leads me is my heart. And I synced up with Winfred's heart and his vision to help transform the future of children that may find themselves struggling to read or learning challenges, behavioral issues. I'm a mom of 3, and our son, our oldest son, was born at 28 weeks. And so we had and have continued to just have quite a journey of like giving him, you know, the best possible future that we can, considering his entry into the world was not as natural as we would have hoped. But I will share certainly our experience with Ethan, as his name, personally, what we've seen. But I will tell you that the Zing Performance model within a clinic, as long as there is someone to let the patients know that it's there within an office, we have seen so many new children and new families come in for the purpose of having their cerebellum assessed and really understanding if there's some deeper issues that have never been caught or determined or diagnosed, so to speak, properly within within the medical model, or even just family units. I feel like we know our kiddos, and maybe when things are seemingly off, or there's just a more extraordinary amount of challenges, we will, as parents, will go to the ends of the earth to figure out how to help them. So Zing has been such a just a profound tool to have in our tool belt as a holistic healthcare practitioner and leader within our community. So so I will just personally vouch for being a resource to our community, but then the outcomes really, really speak for themselves. So I can definitely go into just some of the outcomes that we've seen.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, that's the proof's in the pudding. Isn't that what they say? So if people are coming in and they're bringing in their family, I know you've seen it with Ethan. How have you seen that with Zing, where it makes you look great at your office just by offering it, as it's changing the lives of parents and children?
The accessibility to Zing is just huge, first and foremost. Yes, you can come into a physical practice to have the first Zing assessment done, but also there is a way to do it online. And so a family does not necessarily need to have a Zing practitioner right in their area. Winfred, am I correct on that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We like them to go to a healthcare provider like yourself. Your practice is awesome in Minneapolis there, Dr. Susie. And we're getting more and more healthcare providers taking our equipment in, because once parents see the results, they know they found the root cause of the problem. It's a huge relief. And I'm sure you've seen tears of joy in your own clinic from families when they see the results just of the eye tracking assessment that we give. But especially during this coronavirus crisis, we are able to send to some families at home the equipment so they can do the test there if they cannot get to a healthcare provider.
Exactly. And I think specifically with the cerebellum and just the neurological element of supporting a child, Winfred has developed an amazing way for literally, I mean, yes, within the Minneapolis area or within these pockets of cities where healthcare practitioners that have Zing can be accessible, but the exercises are done right at home, right in front of a device, a laptop or an iPhone. And so I, having brought Ethan, our son, through another program that focused on strengthening his brain, we committed several thousands of dollars to that program. And we had to drive. We were in the car. I mean, our whole life and our whole world was committed to that program 3 times a week for several months. And it just, the results that we've seen through Zing at the price point is just, it is such truly a godsend. I'm just thrilled that it's now making its way here into the United States. Kelly said the proof is in the pudding. And absolutely, I think we have seen just parents' eyes open up when they are able to watch their children's eye tracking on that eye tracking assessment, to really understand that, hey, it's that we're not butting heads because we have a bad kid, or we have a kid that isn't able to learn. It's because there's something neurologically misfiring that just needs to be strengthened. So much hope is given to these families really right out of the gate. The exercises at home are, you know, they're fun. They're pretty. I don't want to say that they're easy, because for a cerebellum challenged child or adult, they actually are challenging, but they become easier. Again, it's done right in your own home. You don't have to leave home, which is so great right now specifically. And we watched Ethan's confidence increase. His ability to read increased by about, we were able to track through school, by 35% in just 1/4 time. That was incredible for us to witness. His ability to, his reading speed increased, within just a few months. And he gained more of an interest in reading. He is now 9, so he is going into third grade. And then also the other really fun benefit that we've seen as a result of Zing is his athletic performance is pretty stellar. He plays baseball and he's a lefty. So he's hit some awesome hits this baseball season. And not only that, but catch the ball and, you know, throw the ball more accurately. So it's been, as his family and his cheerleaders, we've also gotten to witness his athletic ability really increase. And I think that just, again, this is all about, you know, just maximizing what's already in our kids and helping them to thrive and have the best future that they can.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us on the show and sharing your feedback and Ethan's stories. That is so special that you shared that with us.
Thank you so much for having me on. And yeah. Thank you for all you guys do to spread this wisdom all over the globe.
Oh, well, thank you so much on behalf of me and Dr. Mark. So fun today sharing this really great research, sharing it with people. That's the most important part. But more importantly, people can learn more about Zing by going to zingperformance.com. That's Z-I-N-G performance.com. Or you can give them a call if you have some additional questions. And that number is 844-500-9464. Again, that's 844-500-9464. Winford, thank you so much for joining me and Dr. Stengler today. Hope we get to talk again soon.
Thank you both. Parents, don't give up on your child. They have potential.
Heart of gold, my friend. We enjoyed talking to you. Listeners, have a happy and healthy week. And if you get lost along the way or are looking for this great contact information, americasnaturaldoctor.com. We'll talk to you next time.